Good evening. This is the Pacifica Foundation Radio National Board meeting. We are calling in from various locations. And it is Thursday, December 18th, 2014. And we are beginning at 8:42 p.m. And I'm going to ask, somebody needs to mute their phone because this is
That's me.
I'm going to ask Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair this meeting. Tony?
Okay. Thank you. Madam Secretary, I guess we can formally call the roll now.
I'll call the roll because Serene is driving. Okay, so this is the formal roll. Brian Edwards-Tiegert. Brian, are you there? Hello, Brian. Okay. Jose Luis.
Brian is here.
Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes will not be joining us tonight.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
He did ask for an excuse absence?
Yes, he did ask for an excuse absence. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson is here. Rodrigo. Lydia Brazan. Lydia?
I'm having to mute. This is Lydia.
Yes, thank you. Kim Kaufman. Lauren.
I'm here.
Kim is here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Lauren Reyes.
Present.
Adriana Casanez.
Yep.
Hank Lamb. Hank, are you here? Okay, George Ryder.
Here.
Thank
you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Janet Coleman.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Manajay Sabah. Jim Brown.
Here.
Benito Diaz.
Here.
Present.
Thank you. Tony Norman.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here. Sorry. I'm here.
Okay. And Janice Lane Ewart will join us after the interviews with the candidates for the affiliate director position, and Raul Salvador is here. Is there anybody on the call whose name I didn't call? Rodrigo. Hank Lamb.
Hank, sure.
Okay, thank you, Hank. Okay, all right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that's it.
Okay, we have one request for excused absence. Jose Luis, is there any objection to that excused absence? Without objection, he's excused.
I just have a question. Excuse me. Are we asking for a reason?
No.
No, I'm just seeing if there's an objection to excusing his absence.
I'm sorry, my procedure, I guess. Are we now asking for reasons for requests?
No, normally they request an excuse absence, but if that's without objection, then we'll go to a vote. If no one objects to it, then we'll...
No reason, I see. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, next item on the agenda, do we have a motion to accept the draft agenda?
So move.
There's a second?
The stack. I second and ask for the stack.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Serene, yes, you're on the stack.
Carol, into the stack, please.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly where it is, but there's an SCA motion, which is the subcarrier ban. It comes from the WBILSB. It's from I think it's October 2013. So I would ask that be moved to immediately after the LSB budget motion, which I think comes at this point right after the budget, since it doesn't apply to the budgets we're voting on, but to the next year's budget.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Janet, a point of order?
I'll second it, Benita.
It's been seconded. Yeah, Janet K., what's your point of order?
I don't know that... I don't know, maybe I spaced out, sorry, that the agenda item has been reached yet? Agenda approval item?
Yes, it has. I moved the agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, we've gotten to that, and there was a motion on the floor to approve it, so is there an objection to Serene's amendment?
Can I just say where this is? This is under Roman numeral 12, although that's probably the wrong number, but anyway, you'll find it on page 9 of my agenda. Under it's D under Roman numeral 12.
And Janet Kay, I'd like to get on the stack. Thank you.
Okay. And Carolyn on the stack.
Yeah, I got Carolyn next, and then we'll go to Janet.
Point of order, point of order, Mr. Chair. This is Margie.
Yeah, you were referring to Serene's. I was about to go back to Serene's amendment. Was there anything?
Well, I just want to remind people that we have two speakers for and two speakers against.
Thank you. And do we have a timekeeper? That's another thing we need to. Who's going to keep the time today? Any recommendations? Any suggestions?
Brian or Lawrence, whoever's not moving.
Brian or Lawrence, anybody want to be our timekeeper today?
Unfortunately, I cannot because I'm at work and I'm about to leave.
I'll keep time.
Okay, we have 30 minutes on this item, on this agenda item. But okay, is there any objection to Serene's amendment to the agenda? And I'm sure she's going to submit that in writing when she gets a chance. Without objection, that amendment.
Janet Kay, point of information. Sorry.
Yes, Janet Kay.
This is item Roman numeral 12, item D. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
SCA sideband motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, the amendment is adopted. The next person we have on stack is Carol.
No, thank you. Let me put on my wire here. Move a rather important motion up on the agenda. This is Roman numeral 11, and down on page 6, we're talking about item K, hiring general counsel. And it really is it's incredible that we're still without counsel. So I'd like to move it up first on the agenda, very first, at the top of the agenda.
A second.
Would someone
that.
Please mute your telephone and
Could everyone mute their phones?
Yeah,
can I second?
Call
can I
in.
Second before I mute my phone?
Sure. We already got a second.
Okay, a second, and then
I have a point of order. Goodbye.
Who is that, Margie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Point of order.
I want to know what Carolyn means by. To the top of the agenda. Before the interview.
Right, yes, please. I think this is really urgent. It's incredible that we're working without counsel, and I would like to move it between after the agenda approval, before 3.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
I want to speak against.
Okay, we got a second to it. We'll now go. We have 2-4, 2 against it. Margie.
May I motivate the motion?
Oh, yes. Carolyn, she's going to motivate it. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I also, let me see if I can send it all to you. I will send it again because I'm sure at this point many of us have misplaced it. The motion asks that we not only hire counsel, but that we agree on counsel so that we don't have a situation in which counsel is removed by one or two votes. As the motion asks for 2/3 majority for counsel to be considered very carefully and hired. And I'm deliberately putting it ahead of the candidate interviews because we have some legal issues regarding those issues, or those interviews themselves. So I would very much like us to settle at least the intent and the procedure, the protocol for hiring counsel. A foundation of this size with this much money and this many people involved needs to have counsel. We need HR, we need a lot of things, but first I think
point of order.
Counsel, thank you.
Benito,
I'm motivating my
point?
Motion. I am not quite finished yet. If I'm
okay. Let's let Carolyn wrap up and then we'll get to Benito's. Yes, Carolyn, you're going to wrap up.
Thank you. Yes, I think it's really important for sanity and also to prevent litigation as well as problems with ongoing issues. Thank you.
Okay. Benito, what's your point of order?
It would appear to me that this is not the time to be arguing the merits of the motion one way or the other. It's simply a question of if we're going to motivate an amendment to the agenda, what we're supposed to be doing is explaining why we think it should be moved up or down.
No, I think she was making a case of what the urgency of why it needed to go on the agenda. So I think she was in order. She was just making a case why the urgency should be made, as I understood what she was saying.
Well,
we'll go
that was
to
my
this.
Intent. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The intent goes to the content
okay.
of the
okay.
motion.
Okay. I think the next person I was back was Margie. You were speaking against
yes.
the amendment.
Yes. I agree that it's important that we discuss the issue of hiring counsel. However, we have scheduled these affiliate director candidates interviews. The candidates are waiting for us. I think it's impossibly rude and inappropriate to move this item, which has been hanging around on our agenda for a long time, to a place on the agenda before the affiliate director candidate interviews, and I urge everyone to vote no.
Okay, is anyone else with a stack? Anyone else with a stack going again?
Well, Carolyn, if I may.
Yes, Carol.
Well, Margie has a point, so I would move then that we to amend my motion to move it after 2, to move it after 3, and be, well, after the balloting process, I guess that is urgent, so after 4, and immediately after that.
Anyone want to second that amendment?
Janet Kate, Beth, this is Kim. I'll speak for it.
I'm sorry, we have Janet Kay. What was your point of information or point of order,
no,
Janet Kay?
No, I want to be on the stack. I want to speak against this.
Okay, but Carolyn just made an amendment, so...
I'll second the amendment.
Yes. We have to deal with her amendment.
I'm speaking against the amendment.
Okay.
I will second... this is Kim. I will second her amendment, and I would like to be on the stack. Thank you.
Okay, Carolyn. Janet Kay, you're speaking on the amendment. Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, we have not heard the CFO report for the last 2 meetings, and I think it is vital to hear the CFO report tonight, so I would not want this to be addressed until after that happens.
Okay, next person on the stack,
that's why
Kim.
I'm again.
I'm sorry. You're going to wrap up, Janet Kay? Next person we have a second.
I'm okay. I would be okay if it was after the CFO report, but not before. Thanks.
Next person on the stack is Kim.
I agree that it's important to hear the CFO report. I certainly would appreciate if he has a report to send it to us right now, so we can review it. But in the meantime, I also think Carolyn's issue is very important, and perhaps it won't take a long time. And I think we need to consider it also. So,
Serene for the staff, right?
Okay, Serene, you're speaking in favor or against the amendment?
Again.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, I generally object to spending 30 minutes massaging the agenda because I think it's 30 minutes we could spend addressing maybe 3 of the motions that are actually on the agenda. I made the amendment that I made simply because we're going to be dealing with the budget, so it makes sense to just deal with the budget-related motions at the same time. But my recommendation is that other than that change, that we go ahead with the agenda as set with the intent to actually get through the agenda rather than spend time massaging, you know, massaging ourselves and moving things around. So I object to it. It's been there for some time. It's important. Lots of things are important. Let's act like they're important and get through them.
Anyone else with a stack on this amendment? Okay.
I'd like to be on the stack.
So you're speaking in favor or against? We only have one spot for someone speaking in favor of the amendment.
Oh, well, in favor of the amendment.
Okay, Janet K. I'm sorry, Janet C.
I'm going to speak in favor of Carolyn's amendment.
Yes.
Let me make sure what she's just added to. She's gone ahead with the idea that we will first entertain the affiliate election, correct? Is that what comes first?
That's correct.
And then what would follow is the issue of the council. I myself am in quite a quandary here with all the issues on the table that are not being litigated or judged in any way by a professional legal authority. I hear, you know, things I know from years of experience on candidate committees that there are things that are not kosher being done at every level here because people do not have any HR or legal authority with regard to hiring. I mean, you just don't do things the way they're being done here. So I very, very much would like to have a council sit in and advise us. I mean, nobody will go wrong that way. Will they?
Okay. I'm sorry, are you going to wrap up?
I'm wrapped.
Okay.
I'm sorry, point of information, please, Chair.
Yes, Doreen, what's your point of information?
I'm not online. I'd like to be sure that the member has emailed her motion and her amended motion. Can someone tell me that his pack has been received by the list?
Yes, it has.
Go.
Okay. Carolyn, can you submit those amendments and your motion in writing?
I haven't put the motion.
I sent the original motion because people might not have in front of them. I did not send my motion to replace it. This on the agenda. I will do that shortly. Thank you. I'm driving too. Thank you.
Okay, so.
How were you able to spend the first one?
we finally finished debate on this item.
It wasn't easy.
I'm sorry? And this was the amendment to move her item in reference to the general counsel till after number 4, balloting process. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on that amendment?
I'll do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Margie.
Okay. Brian Edwards Teeger.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson, I vote no. Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Okay. Lydia. Lydia, are you there? Okay, Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Casanev.
No.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Nope.
Manishay Sabah. Jim Brown.
Nope.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Tony Norman.
I'll wait until the final count.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello? This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes. I called you to vote on Carolyn's motion to move the...
That's a no. I got knocked out. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Hold on.
Point of order?
Hold.
Who's that? Well, we're going to have to wait until we get the final call.
Who's that point of order? Rodrigo passed.
I'm sorry. Rodrigo, yes. How do you vote?
Yeah.
No, Hull. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so what I have is 6 yes, 9 no to abstain.
Okay, chair is not voting. The amendment failed. We'll now go to our original motion to amend the agenda to put it at the top, the General Counsel, top of the agenda. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Point of order? Point of order?
Yes, Doreen? Yes.
She amended that motion, so the old motion goes away.
No, we just voted on the amendment. We have to vote on the actual motion. The motion, the amendment.
Okay, point of information then, because I'm
upset. Yes, Doreen,
what's your remember,
point
make a motion to move it to the top. Then
that's
she
right.
said she changed her mind. She amended her own motion to move it to a different location.
Yeah, we just voted on her
amendment. And we just defeated that amendment, but the original motion is still on the floor.
But how can her own revised motion, her own original motion, still be on top if she revised it?
She didn't revise the motion, Serene. She just made an amendment. The amendment failed. Now we have to vote on the motion.
Please.
So now we're going to the original motion.
Okay.
Okay, Madam Secretary, I'm sorry, Margie, can you call the roll
sure.
on the motion to move it at the top of the agenda?
Right. Brian?
No.
Janet?
No.
Margie says no. Rodrigo?
No.
Thank you. Lydia?
No.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castanev?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Dana Coleman?
No.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
Manajay Sabah? Oh, I'm sorry. She's probably not here. Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Tony Norman? Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Let me check that. One second.
Chair, there was one pass, Rodrigo pass.
No, that was on the previous vote. This time he's...
No,
and this one, too.
No. He voted no. I heard him. I have 14 no's and 2 abstentions.
Okay, chair's not voting. The motion failed. We'll go back to the stack we had on the agenda. The next person I have was Janet Kay.
Yes, so I noticed two motions for the agenda before the meeting. The first one I moved at the time on item 8, CFO report, we changed to 15 minutes.
Okay, you're making that motion now to the amendment
yes.
to the agenda?
Yes.
Is there a second?
From 10 to 15 minutes.
There's a
point of information.
Benny, Carolyn, what's your point
yes,
of information?
Do we have that report in writing?
No.
Raul, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Is that in writing?
It's just in scribbles right now. It's not on a formal writing. No.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to add 15 minutes to that item. Is there any objection to adding 15 minutes to the CFO report?
Sorry, Chair.
Serene, what's your point of order?
I thought the motion, I don't know if she emailed it, was to change it to 15 minutes, not
right.
to add 15 additional minutes.
I'm sorry, that's right. You're correct. Just to change it to 15 minutes. Is there any objection changing 10 minutes to 15 minutes?
Yes, Carolyn objects.
All right.
You object? Okay, Madam, well.
Whatever I am. Okay.
Can I motivate it at least?
Sure. Janet Kay, you want to motivate that?
Yeah, I mean, given that, as I said earlier, there have been no CFO reports at the last 2 open session CNB meetings due to the body prioritizing other matters and time running out, and given the fact that the CFO is the custodian of Pacifica's finances, we should provide more than just 10 minutes for a CFO report. Actually, I would want even more than 15 minutes. But, in order for the public and the PNB to get pertinent financial information from the CFO and also to be able to ask questions. Done.
Point of order.
Yes, Margie, what's your point of order?
Can you ask George where we are on the time on this?
George, where are we on the time on the agenda?
We have 9 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Good Lord. Okay.
Okay. We'll now go to the vote on, I guess there was an objection. Is there still an objection to adding 15 minutes on the CFO report?
Yes, Carolyn, I'd like to speak to that, please.
Oh, yes. Okay, Carolyn, yes.
Yeah, I think in the absence of a written report, there's not much point in listening to an oral report because sometimes it's hard to understand and we don't have the facts in front of us, so I think even 10 minutes would be a waste of time. I would like to postpone this until we have a written report.
Okay. Madam Margie, can you call the roll on adding 15 minutes of the CFO report?
Okay.
Here you go, Charlotte.
No, please.
I'm
making it 15 minutes, not 25.
Right.
15 minutes.
Yeah, sure. And Janet, will you send your motion to the list, please?
Yeah.
Well, I did that before the meeting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Up,
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay.
Here's your spin.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie. Yes. Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazón. Lydia? Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. How do you vote on this?
Yes.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Thank you. Adriana?
Yes.
Hank?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Janet Coleman? Janet, I can't hear you.
Did everyone mute their phones?
Sorry.
Sorry, I don't know if I can
Janet
do that.
Janet abstained.
Thank you. Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Manajay Sabahum, I guess she's not here. Jim Brown. Jim on extending. I'm sorry. Jim, can you hear me? Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Tony Norman. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jim, I didn't...
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Good, everyone. Phew. Okay. My secretary is tallying the votes.
Yeah. 1 second. Okay, I have 12 yes, 2 no, 3 abstain.
Okay, amendment passes. Chair is not voting. We still got a little time. Janet Kay.
Please.
Yeah, I have a second.
Yes, right. Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I move that the following motion be added right after item 8, CFO report. And I sent this as well. I move that past, current, and future CFO open session written reports sent to the PNB shall be posted to the Pacifica website.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment to the agenda?
Yeah, this is Hank. I second, and I also would like to add a friendly amendment.
What's your amendment to that amendment, Hank?
That it be submitted in writing the day prior to the PNB meeting where it's going to be reported.
Order, Brian?
Yes, Brian.
The only thing you can amend is its position on the agenda. You can't amend the motion until we get to it.
That's correct. So, Hank, you'll have to wait until we get to the item on the agenda to make an amendment.
Brian, with an amendment?
Yes, Brian.
You can't amend it until it gets to the floor.
I'd like to assign the item a time limit of 5 minutes on the agenda.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. The same gentleman that just brought my amendment made an amendment, and you're going to accept it?
No, Hank, what he's saying is you're making an amendment to the substance of her motion. You have to wait till we get to the item on the agenda. He's simply making a technical amendment.
An amendment's an amendment, sir.
No, Hank, you're making a substance to the amendment to the motion itself. We're just adding the item to the agenda. You can wait.
Well, you did ask for it.
Okay, so we're going to go to, we had Brian made an amendment on the time. Could you repeat that, Brian?
It's to assign the item a time limit of 5 minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to that? Without objection, the item will be added as 5 minutes to that amendment. Now we'll go to the motion itself that Janet proposed. Is there any objection to Janet adding that item to the agenda? Without objection, we'll add that item to the agenda after the CFO report. George, where are we on the time?
3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Okay. We'll now go to approving the agenda. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Sorry. Yes. Okay, no objection to the agenda as amended.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Hank.
Yes, I said yes, there is an objection to it.
Okay.
Would you like to hear my objection?
Yes, sir, Hank. Yes, we got a little time. What's your objection?
Okay, I would like to add also to this agenda fundraising at the national level.
Okay, where would you like to add that, Hank, to the agenda?
Immediately after the CFO motion.
Point of information.
Yes, Doreen.
My understanding is that motions are added to an agenda. Is the member making a motion?
I assume he's making a motion to amend the agenda to add it after CFO.
Yes, to add it to the agenda.
What are we adding? Is there a motion? What is he adding?
Yes, I'm bringing it back onto the table from when it was put off months ago.
Okay, he's making an amendment to the agenda to add that item after CFO report, after the we just approved the amendment.
After the motion regarding posting it.
I'm sorry?
After the motion regarding the posting of the CFO report.
Okay. Is there a second to Hank's amendment to the agenda? Is there a second?
There is a point of information.
Who is that? Lawrence, what's your point of information?
It sounds like the director is asking to have something taken off the table. Does that have to be voted on in a separate way?
Now, as I understand it, that motion is on the agenda way down. I assume he's trying to move it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like it to actually eventually get discussed in a meeting, and that's the only way to do it. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
was there a second to Hank's motion?
Burden seconds the motion.
Okay, Burden seconds the motion. Is there discussion on Hank's amendment?
Point of information?
Janet Kay, yes, what's your point of information?
I'd like to know where down into the list of agenda items this motion is. I want to see the language. Where would it be, Hank?
Hank, do you know where it's present?
The language is actually way down on the agenda so far that it never reaches the actual meeting.
Okay.
Right, but is it numbered, and does it have a letter?
I didn't put the agenda together, so they have just said it was down on there. I haven't actually looked that far down on the agenda because we never get there.
Okay. Is there further discussion on Hank's amendment?
Point of information.
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
I don't understand what we want to move. What is exactly the motion? Please. I don't understand what the, I understand what he wants to move it up, but I don't know which one. We have
well, there's only ever been one motion to bring national fundraising onto the table for this PNB. That's the one.
And we have run out of time.
We've just been told by others that it was
I'm afraid
right now.
We're out of time. We're going to have to vote on that amendment. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on that amendment?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Uzette, Richard,
this is
point of order?
Richard, I think there's some misspeak there. He's talking about bringing the motion off the table, but it's just putting it on the agenda to be considered to be brought off the table, because that's a whole other vote.
Actually, it's already on the, it's way down on the agenda. He's really just trying to move it up, I guess.
Oh, okay, it wasn't tabled. Okay, my mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on that amendment?
Sure. this is Hank. Hank, will you email it to us, please?
Hank, could you send that in writing to the board?
It's already on the agenda. Can't people just look at their agenda?
No.
But you're making a motion to amend
it.
They mean no.
No. When you make a motion to change something on the agenda.
This is typical precipitous stuff. I hope the listeners are getting a load.
Okay, he's not. I take it, Hank, there's a request for you to submit in writing. I take you're not going to do that.
Okay.
We'll go to the vote.
I am going to submit it in writing. Just give me a minute. All I have to do is go on the agenda and move it up, you know?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Madam Secretary, can you?
I'm ready. Brian Edwards Tigert.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Paul.
Mark Christensen votes no. Rodrigo Aguesta. Thank you. Lydia Brazan. Lydia, can't hear you. Okay, Kim Kaufman.
This is Lydia with a point of information. Which amendment is this?
This is Hank's amendment to move an item he's described as...
No. Thank you.
Fundraising. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to abstain.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Did you call me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanez.
No.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Giselle.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Nope.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito D.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay. Let me count.
Wait, Janet K.
I'm sorry, Janet.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so. Okay, I have 6 yes, 8 no, and 3 abstentions. Do you wish to vote, Mr.
No,
Chair?
No, the Chair is not voting. The amendment fails. We'll now vote on the full agenda as amended.
Okay.
Thank you to the few brave souls who want to bring fundraising to the attention of the PNB.
Okay.
That voted yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the full agenda as amended?
Okay. Well, did we ask if there was any objection to the agenda as amended?
Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Without objection?
Okay.
We had amended the agenda as adopted.
Okay.
Now we'll move. I'm sorry, was that someone speaking? Okay, the agenda is adopted as amended. Now we'll move to the agenda. The first next item we have on the agenda, affiliate director candidate interviews. We have 1 hour on this item for the timekeeper. And who's going to...
The plan is that I'm going to call the candidates when we get to them and patch them into the call. I sent a note out this afternoon explaining the process. I asked Janet Coburn and Jim Brown to come up with 4 questions, and they've figured out between them what the questions are and what order they're going to ask them in. We're going to try and keep each interview to a maximum of 20 minutes. So if you will hold on, I will now get...
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Serene for the staff, please.
Yeah, Serene, you have a point of information. I take it. What's your question?
I do. I'm not satisfied with the process. Absent a previous agreement that will be conducted, I object to not be able to ask questions directly, but would have to go through, you know, on the floor. I object.
This is Tim.
Okay, Tim, you're next on the stack. Yes, Tim.
I'm going to agree with Serene. You know, like, I might have some questions of my own. Like, who made this procedure?
Okay, I would suggest that someone make a motion to that effect. We can't just discuss it in a vacuum. If you want to make a motion to amend the orders of the day that they want to do the interview, someone should make a motion. But if not, then we'll go on to the next person on the staff. I mean, anybody else on the staff?
I'll offer a motion.
I'm sorry?
I'll offer a motion.
Yes, Green, what's your motion?
I move that there be... So if we have 1 hour and 3 candidates, we have roughly 20 minutes, that directors be allowed to ask questions, individual questions, brief, no more than a minute, of each candidate for the time that they're on after the candidate is given an opportunity to make an opening statement, and that no director who participates in questioning one candidate should be allowed to question a second or third candidate until all other directors who have not had an opportunity to ask the question have had an opportunity to ask the question. Don't ask me to repeat that. I'm driving.
Could you submit that in writing when you get a chance? Is there a second to that motion?
Now, point of information, George?
Yeah, George, what's your question?
Serene, is it your intention that the 4 questions be asked that were prepared and then people get a chance to ask one question of any of the 3 candidates, or that the 4 questions won't be asked?
That the 4 questions, with due respect to the 2 people involved, not be asked. I don't know. Have the rest of you even seen those questions?
No. We haven't seen the questions. I haven't seen the questions.
Yeah. No, I have a problem with that. I'm sorry.
So, okay. That's the answer. So she's requesting, her motion is not to go through the 4 prepared questions, just have the questions asked by the board members. Is that correct?
Okay.
Janet, I'd like to get on the point of information.
Yes. Hank, what's your point of information?
That was Richard.
I'm sorry,
Richard. Where did these proposed 4 questions come from?
She just said Jim and Janet Coburn.
May I respond?
Yes, Margie, you want to quickly address that?
Yeah. So I was trying to figure out how to do this without... creating chaos, and I apologize. Apparently, that's not what happened. So I asked Janet Coburn and Jim Brown to develop 4 questions that would be asked of each of the candidates, rather than have everybody ask questions, run into the problem of going over time, and having the candidates ask different questions, not the same questions. I realize this is not like a hire, where you have to ask the candidates the same questions, but I thought it would be more useful if we asked the candidates the same 4 questions. That's where it came from.
All right.
Point of information, George?
Yes, George, what's your point of information? What's your question?
I'd like to know what the 4 questions are before we vote on Serene's motion.
Margie, does anyone have the 4 questions?
Janet and Jim do.
Janet, but Jim, do you all have the 4 questions?
Okay.
Jim, sorry?
Yes, you all have four questions, sure.
So,
Janet?
I was going to ask question one and question three, and Jim, two and four, so I will state those questions that I would be asking. First question, would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel and governance resources, that Pacifica Foundation Radio has in place to support its over 150 affiliates, and how these resources interface with the affiliates?
What?
And your
and
second
how
question?
I'm sorry,
can you please restate that very clearly?
You mean the whole question?
No, the second part, the one that just was interrupted.
And how these resources, the Pacifica Foundation Radio resources, interface with the affiliates?
What does that mean, interface?
Okay. Let's just hear the question.
Point of information. That's serious.
Okay. Janet, could you quickly answer that point of information? What does it mean, interface?
Well,
interact.
It means that, interact and, you know, the...
Okay.
Do you call it interact, then, instead of interface, since we don't really see each other face-to-face?
And
let's have order. We're not going to debate the question. We're just going to hear the question, okay?
Oh,
so, Janet, could you go to the second question?
Jim, go.
I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of personal privilege?
Please ask Janet Coleman to mute the other phone in her house. Every time she wants to speak, we have to listen to the phone.
There is no other phone in my house that's open.
I'm sorry, you're wrong, Serene.
Could everyone just mute their phones, please? Let's not get everyone mute their phones.
That sound was coming from her phone.
Okay, don't worry.
Everyone, please mute your phones. Okay, Janet K., did you have a second question you were going to recite?
I did, but I'd prefer Jim to recite the second question as we had planned.
Okay, Jim, could you cite the second question?
Yeah, this is the second question. What is your understanding of how Pacifica Foundation Radio is governed overall, both nationally and locally, within its five sister stations, and how were both national and station management fit into that government structure, that governance structure?
Okay. Janet Kay, the third question.
Describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are and how you would exercise them on the 2015 PNB.
And Jim, the fourth question.
Next question is, describe why you want to be on an affiliate director on the PNB, and what you believe your major contribution in this role could be to Pacifica and the affiliates you're representing.
Okay, those are the four questions. I was waiting to hear a second on Serene's motion. Was there a second to her motion? Was
Can you just repeat the motion? I am inclined to second it if I have it right.
Serene, could you briefly repeat your motion again so everyone will know what you're proposing? Serene.
Sorry, I'm outside now. What did you say?
Could you briefly sum up your motion so everybody will know what they're voting on?
That we not use the four prepared questions, but that each director be allowed to...
Hello? Uh-oh, we lost her.
I mean, the essence of her motion was...
Anyway, I'm withdrawing my second because I don't want to second that.
The essence of her motion was that we delete the four questions that each director asked their own question. So that's the motion. Was there a second to that motion? I'm just asking, do we have a second to Serene's motion before we start any debate?
Can we amend Serene's motion?
Not a motion yet until we get a second. Is there anyone going to second the motion?
Oh, okay.
Calling a second time. Is there anyone going to second the motion?
I guess I have to second it if I want to amend
it. No, you don't.
No? Okay, well, whatever.
Once again, for the third time, is there anyone going to second the motion? Okay, the motion dies. There is not a second to that motion. We'll now proceed with the orders of the day. Margie, you want to call up?
I have a point of order or possibly a question. I'm not sure what it would be.
Richard, what's your point of order, possibly question?
Of this hour that we're going to, the 20-minute per each candidate gets, that very cleanly is 1 hour, and we have an hour set aside for this. Shouldn't we only count the have the clock running on the 20 minutes for each person and not our our usual
yes
dog and pony show that we do?
Yes.
Yes, I can do that. Yes.
And
without objection,
Janet
we can
Kay,
do that.
Another point of information.
Yes, Janet,
I'll make that a motion if I need to. But
okay, well, I'm saying we'll do that, Richard. If there's no objection, we'll adopt that as amendment. Okay,
Benito
Janet
with
Kay.
A point of information as well.
I think we have Janet Kay and then Benito. Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So, is it my understanding, Margie, that you will be the timekeeper for this?
Sure, I can be the timekeeper.
Or somebody.
Well, George can be the George has been the timekeeper this evening.
This is Kim.
Can we
this
get
is Kim.
I'm sorry, Kim. You're not. What is it? You have a point of information?
I just got that.
There's someone in front of
okay.
you with a point of information.
May I have a point of personal privilege?
What's your point of personal privilege?
Can you hear me? I was trying to second Serene's motion, and
no,
I guess
hear it.
You couldn't hear me, but now you can. I was trying to do that. I just got off my call and got back on. So, at any rate, I was trying to second the damn thing, and I couldn't be heard. So,
three times.
No, I know, but I kept saying yes, 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 and either you wouldn't respond to me or you couldn't hear me. So I hung up and got back in, and now you can hear me again, so there's that.
Okay, Benito, you had a point of information.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, are the directors going to be able to have any discussion amongst themselves
yes.
in between the interviews?
Afterwards. It's on the agendas afterwards.
After all three?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just asking, is there a reason for doing it after all are done as opposed to after each individual one?
Margie, you want to address that?
Well, I don't think it's fair to have the conversation until we've heard from all three candidates personally.
Okay. We'll now go to the orders of the day. Is someone going to call the person up so
yes,
we can
I'm
begin
calling.
The interview?
I'm going to put you all on mute for a second. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
So everybody knows we are in a public stream. The candidates can be listening to anything we say about them before or after.
Right.
Okay, we are on the public screen. Stream. So yes, that's correct. They can listen.
I think you were right the first time. Public screen.
Yeah. And who is the first one? Who is the first candidate we call? I think it's.
She said she went off to call. Robert Rabin? Rabin? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Are you on the line, Margie? Rather than have dead air, could someone tell us a little bit about his background, if we can? Lawrence?
I'm sorry, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Another part of this was that Margie was going to ask each candidate to give their own information about who they are.
Okay,
for 30 seconds.
Then corrected.
Oh, so that's disregarded then, right?
Hello, Roberto?
Yes.
Are you with us? Hi, I would like to introduce to the PMB Roberto Rabin, who is from Radio Viejas in Puerto Rico and has applied to be one of the affiliate directors on this board. Roberto, if you could just in about 30 seconds tell us who you are and a little bit about your radio station, and then some members of the board will be asking you some questions, okay?
Okay, Sean. Yeah, I'm Robert Rebbe, and I'm the general manager of Radio Vieques, a community radio station here on the island of Vieques, Puerto Rico. And it's a station that grew out of the struggle to stop U.S. Navy bombing here, and we just celebrated our first year in September.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to turn this over to directors Janet Coburn and Jim Brown, who have prepared some questions they're going to ask you.
Okay.
We have about 20. You're going to get four questions, and we have 20 minutes to complete this conversation. Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Robert. Here's the first question. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel and governance resources, that Pacifica Foundation Radio has in place to support its over 150 affiliates, and how
you're breaking up. Could you say this again, please?
All right, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah,
Okay. Would you describe your understanding of the various resources, including personnel and governance resources, that Pacifica Foundation Radio has in place to support its over 150 affiliates, and how these resources interface with the affiliates?
Yes, I believe that Pacifica offers an important resource for support community radio stations, programming, and a wide variety of other types of support for community stations in development areas and programming. So we are using some of the Pacifica materials, and for us it's been a very important tool and an important source of support. So we'd like to, again, participate and support this effort for us and for others.
Okay. This is Jim Brown. What's your understanding of how Pacifica Radio is governed overall, both nationally and locally, within its five sister stations, and how and where both national station and management fit into this governance structure?
Yeah, I believe the national board is made up of representatives from the five stations, and then there are two affiliates participate as well, and this national board basically develops the policy and again provides support for the community stations that are affiliate.
Okay.
Janet?
Okay. Next, please describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are, and how you would exercise them on the 2015 Pacifica National Board.
I'm sorry. Are you asking me what is my role to be as part of the National Board?
Would you describe what the fiduciary responsibilities of a PNB director are, and how you would exercise them on the 2015 PNB?
Yeah, I believe it. I know we must participate in the monthly telephone meetings and also several in-person meetings to help support and participate in discussions related to policy. I'm not sure if that's the question. Yeah.
Okay. Describe why you want to be an affiliate director on the PNB and what you believe your major contribution in this role could be to Pacifica and the affiliates you're representing.
Yeah, again, we understand and appreciate the you know, the work that Pacific has done over the years. Also have, you know, Pacific has done important work in solidarity with our community, so we would like to participate and support that process and bring to the Pacifica network the benefit of experiences here in Vieques, particularly with community-based social justice action. So, again, on the one hand, we want to support what we believe is a very important project and share our experiences in peace and justice movement and using communications for our local struggles.
Okay.
Thank you. I think that completes the questions. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robert.
Can't we ask questions now? I mean, there's more time.
How much more time is there? I did
15 minutes.
I'm sorry?
You have 13 and a half minutes.
Okay. This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
I move that we use this rest of the time to ask questions, no more than 1 minute each per director. I mean, I tried to do that before, and I wasn't told to be heard. So now I'm.
Seconded. Is there any objection to that motion? Use the time that we have to ask questions. Is there any objection? Without objection, we'll take a stack to ask the.
George, stack.
Who is this?
Kim to the.
George for the stack.
We got
Kim
George.
Kim.
Kim. Okay, George.
Lawrence.
Can you describe in more detail how the radio station developed out of the struggle and how it supported the struggle in Vieques? And if you can, also how you see that might be happening in terms of the struggles within this country.
Yeah, Radio Vieques is a project that came out of the movement here to stop U.S. Navy bombing, particularly between 1999 and 2003. And, you know, we continue to use radio and other means, but particularly Radio Vieques, for the ongoing post-bombing projects here for decontamination, redevelopment, as well as cultural and educational activity. But again, the project came out of that struggle, so we developed a radio program and a team of people who participated in that social movement, and we would hope that our lessons and experience could be helpful to other people in the U.S.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim.
Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman from KPFK in Los Angeles. Can you tell us something about your radio station? How big is it? How big is the signal? How, you know, what's the size of your listenership? What kind of programming do you have? And if you take Pacifica programs, which of the our programs do you use? Thanks.
Sure. We transmit Democracy Now, Informativo Pacifica. We have also used some of the other programming. We transmit from the island of Vieques and cover about a third of the island of Puerto Rico, an area that covers about a 500,000 people population. We have a varied program of community dialogue, morning community dialogue program, Latin American, Caribbean, Puerto Rican, and world music. We're also developing projects with schools here in Vieques and on the sister island of Culebra, so we have students who also develop programming related to youth issues. We also have local musicians from Vieques and Puerto Rico who created a series of new programs of urban music as well as eclectic musical programs at night.
Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence Reyes from KPFK Los Angeles. So just two brief questions. In regards to Vieques being in Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico being a colony of the United States. How can that dimension, having both a dimension of being subjugated to a nation so powerful, and how does the international perspective that you carry add a dimension to Pacifica?
We have worked with the communities throughout the world that have had similar issues with militarism, environmental racism, and also dealing now with the consequences of military contamination and redevelopment. We've worked with people in Okinawa and Hawaii, the Philippines, also people in the United States in places like San Antonio, Texas, in Hawaii, among others. We have we maintain a network of international contacts, and also through Radio Vieques, we do some solidarity work with communities throughout the world who are dealing with these issues.
Okay, how much time we have left?
We have, I think, 4 minutes left.
Is there anyone else have a question? Okay.
I think Kim Kaufman had a question, didn't she? I think Kim Kaufman had a question. Did she ask it?
Yes.
Yes, she answered.
And Benito.
I'm sorry.
Okay, if there's no other questions.
Yeah, Benito.
Benito, yes.
And Hank.
Okay. Okay, so your last response spoke to what I wanted to ask about, but I was going to ask you to if you can give some more detail about how you feel the mission of your station combines with and goes along with that of Pacifica, and how the two missions can help each other.
Yeah, I think the social justice issues of for Pacifica are the same. Again, we grew out of a struggle for peace and justice, and continue to work using Radio Vieques now to push for peace and justice for Vieques in the eastern region of Puerto Rico. So my sense is that we can share with other affiliates and Pacifica Radio in general the strategies and projects that we've developed over the past decades to push an agenda for, again, peace and justice, sustainable development, for instance, and environmental justice.
Okay, was there anyone else that had another question?
We have about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, Hank has a question.
Hank, you had a question?
Yeah.
Okay, Hank.
This is pertinent to what you'll be dealing with day in, day out when dealing with Pacifica, and particularly with the National Board. And it's a pretty uncomfortable question for me to ask, and I'm sure it'll be even more uncomfortable for the rest of the board. But how are you at dealing with total dysfunction?
with total what?
Total dysfunction.
I'm sorry, I hear dysfunction. What is the other word?
Yes, dysfunction. With a
great degree
of dysfunction.
How are you dealing with total dysfunction was his question.
Yeah, well, we deal with the dysfunctional government here in Vieques pretty much every day, and with other dysfunctional entities, and so I guess our desire would be to try to put some function into that dysfunction, at least learn the lessons about the dysfunctionality, and turn that into a learning experience. But we deal with dysfunctional entities here in Vieques on a regular basis.
Good answer. Thank you.
All right. We're at.
Margie, I actually have almost 5 minutes left.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to end at 6:50. I mean, at 51 after the hour. That's what. No.
We were timing each one for 20 minutes.
I just said it for 20 minutes when we started.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Is there any other questions for this? Any other questions from board members? Okay, if there's no other questions, I guess we can move to the next one.
Thank you, Robert. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Okay. So now, so the next person I'm going to call is Janice, who has been waiting for us, and I will put you all on hold, and I'll get her on the line.
Is everyone still there?
Benny's there.
Okay, I didn't know if I got dropped off. Whoever just yawned, you need to mute.